What to do about wolves in the Northwest? David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. With at least 80 to 100 packs of wolves living in Idaho, wolves essentially occupy the entire state north of Interstate 84, and wolf populations are expected to continue to grow, according to Idaho Department of Fish and Game officials. Wolves have expanded from Idaho into Washington and Oregon, and they're spreading into California as well. DNA evidence also indicates that wolves freely travel back into Idaho from Montana, Wyoming, Washington, and Oregon. U.S. Representative Greg Walden, Republican from Hood River, has insisted on a plan to remove gray wolves from the federal endangered species list.
Oregon's wolf population has grown by more than 40%, and yet we have this divided management strategy in the federal government where part of the state isn't still listed, the wolves are still listed, part of the state they're not. We need to get to a single management strategy where we have local control under the Oregon State Plan. That's why this amendment's so important, to repeal the endangered species listing for the gray wolf, get it under state management where we've got the most local control, where Oregonians can make the decisions.
Sheep herder Mark Hensley said that they have 6 guard dogs protecting one band of sheep that was preyed upon by wolves in July. Hensley had noisemakers and strobe lights set up at night around the sheep in hopes of preventing wolf kills. But wolves killed 2 ewes and a lamb on July 9th. They came back and killed 2 ewes and a lamb on July 10th, and then killed another lamb on July 13th. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.